Okay, so how did you get an annoying ex to stop popping into your life? We're taking your texts at 92925. We're talking about this because a celebrity is dealing with it. Sam's dealing with it. Well, technically his girlfriend.
Yeah, I wish I was dealing with it on my end. But.
It's his girlfriend. Speaking of Sam, by the way, Smarter Than Sam is happening twice every morning now. I'm so excited to see you lose two times.
Thank you so much.
My life just got a lot
better.
It's
so nice of you.
A lot better. We're going to continue to play at 7:45, and we're going to have your first chance to play every morning starting this morning. And coming up at 6:40, you can beat Sam and win lunch or dinner at Copper Branch on us as well. So it's Sofia Vergara, who's apparently dealing with a bit of an arrogant, self-centered ex who just will not leave her alone, despite the fact that she's moved on and she's in a really happy relationship.
Right, actually, and the text messaging is reacting quite well. Good morning. In my opinion, most of the time someone reaching out has nothing to do with missing a person or feelings that remain or that can be lingering. I think that is more related to feeling lonely, needing attention, mm-hmm. Things like that, some excitement maybe, and responding to that would be reinforcing that kind of behavior. So if you completely ignore them, like you said, Nikki, block and delete, they could just move on to the next ex.
We got an interesting perspective here too. It says it stops when the person who was dumped finds love.
Yeah.
I kind of see that, right? Because as long as the person who was dumped is still like open, they weren't ready for it to end, right?
For sure.
As long as they maybe have something a little bit open, the person who did the dumping may have regrets and may try to sneak in there. But if that person truly moves on, that's when they'll probably completely block the dumper out, right?
Yeah, it's so true. You don't want the other person to be happy until you're happy type of thing, right? Like, if I can't be happy, then you can't be happy either, right?
Exactly. Oh. Maureen, what do you think?
I think you just block them.
Right? It's simple.
It is very simple. And I don't know. I find it very annoying that they do continue nonstop.
It's very selfish, right?
It is. And I find that somebody who constantly does that is just causing problems on purpose.
Once you've blocked someone, do you ever think twice and then go back and maybe yourself think of contacting that person again?
Guilty conscience?
No. To be honest, usually when I block, it's because they've really, really peeved me off and I've done. And I don't want contact anymore. They've gone overboard.
I really think, too, because you said they're just causing issues on purpose. I don't know that they are. I think it's more of like a selfish thing and they're just unable to not give in to the way that they feel at any moment. You know, they're like, this is how I feel now. I didn't feel this way last week. I won't feel this way next week, but I'm going to act based on these emotions, regardless of any consequences. Or regardless of how that's going to make someone else feel.
I also think that it's an ego thing.
Right.
If she's still or he's still, got a little bit there. Let's see if I could still get to them.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's ego.
And you know what's happening when they're like home watching TV. Nobody's around. Well, they're not texting you when they're on another date, right? So it's at a time when maybe they're feeling a little lonely.
That would be weird.
Exactly.
Thanks, Maureen. We love
you. Thank you.
I love you guys. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
And if all else fails, you can just tell me you got an STD from the last guy.
Oh, my God.
And
that, I mean,
he'll leave you alone real quick.
Don't listen to Sam's advice. Okay.